Nolte, far-left Atlantic officially becomes a national security risk. By John Nolte on March 14, 2024. The Atlantic, a far-left propaganda outlet that spreads conspiracy theories and encourages political violence, has officially placed partisan politics ahead of America's national security. These are truly, truly evil people. How evil? Get a load of this. Given the choice between having the current frontrunner in the 2024 presidential election fully briefed on world events and ready to hit the ground running, or firing off a dog whistle to their pals in the deep state to not brief him because they don't like him, the anti-American traitors at The Atlantic chose number two, chose to put our country's national security at risk. According to reports last week, the U.S. intelligence community is preparing to give Donald Trump classified intelligence briefings, wrote the far-left outlet Thursday, a courtesy every White House extends to major party candidates to ensure an effective transition. The Atlantic adds that these briefings are an excellent tradition, but not one that should be observed this year. To justify something so dangerous and un-American as not briefing the man most likely to be our next president, we are hit with the usual litany of lies we have come to expect from the corporate press. Trump is an emotionally unstable person. Trump said mean things about a woman who accused him of rape. Then there's the ongoing whopper about January 6 that ignores Trump's call for a peaceful gathering at the U.S. Capitol and his request for 10,000 National Guard troops. Not at all surprising when you remember that The Atlantic published what Breitbart editor-in-chief Alex Marlow described as perhaps the single fakest fake news story of the 2020 election. Let me tell you exactly what The Atlantic wants here. The only person who can beat Donald Trump in 2024 is Donald Trump. The presidency is his to lose, and everyone knows that. And America's left-wing monsters, like those who own and work at The Atlantic, would prefer to see American national security plunged into chaos than see Trump succeed. This is The Atlantic's dog whistle to the deep state's Finmans, signaling that information should be withheld from Trump during these upcoming security briefings. The whole idea is to set Trump, and by extension, America, up for failure. It's one thing to fabricate a Russia collusion hoax to create a five-year political headache for Trump. That's evil enough, but that's just evil politics. To withhold national security information from a possibly incoming president, to mislead and hamstring the potential next commander-in-chief, is an outright act of sabotaging national security, which is what The Atlantic wants. Imagine being filled with so much arrogance and hate towards a politician that you would risk another 9/11, which is exactly what The Atlantic is doing. They want Trump coming into office blind and then be blindsided with something horrific and undermining. Granted, I didn't vote for former President Bill Clinton, but I found the hatred directed at him off-putting. Yes, the man was flawed, but when my senator, the late Senator Jesse Helms, RNC, suggested Clinton would not be safe touring North Carolina military bases, that was just beyond the beyond. Mr. Clinton better watch out if he comes down here, Helms said. He'd better have a bodyguard. How's that for hate? But you know what? Helms later expressed regret and took it back, as he should have. But these people today make Helms look like a statesman. Their irrational, dangerous, un-American hate is off the charts. They're smug. Know-it-all arrogance puts us all at risk if another Twin Tower-style disaster and thousands of dead Americans are necessary to allow them to scream Tol Jasso. But they see it as more than worth it. We are dealing with out-and-out sociopaths. Get a free autographed bookplate if you purchase John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, Bombardier Books. Though this book cannot fairly be categorized as Christian fiction, it expresses Christian themes as surely as if it were, and more effectively. I marvel at Nolte's creative imagination and his facility for storytelling. David Limbaugh. After your purchase, email jmnald@hotmail.com with your address and any personalization requests.